The history of butter stretches back about 10,000 years, and through that time, it has been a lot of things to a lot of people. It has been a food, of course, but it has also been a treatment for eye conditions, a poultice to rub on wounds, a beauty product to rub on your skin and hair, a fuel to burn in lamps, and even religious offerings to the gods. Butter has been a part of our history in so many interesting ways, but where did it come from? I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and today we are talking about a brief history of butter. Now, it is commonly believed that butter was discovered by accident. An African nomad likely had a bag of sheep's milk tied to his horse, and when he went to take a drink, he noticed that part of the milk had solidified. This would have happened from the jostling of the sheepskin against the horse, and eventually they would figure out how to do this intentionally. This initial discovery led to a technique of butter production, likely the oldest in the world, where milk is put in a sheepskin container which is then inflated with air. The sheepskin is tied to a wooden tripod and gently rocked with sticks until butter is produced. There are some remote parts of Africa and Asia where butter is still produced with this technique. The first butter would have likely been either yak, sheep, or goat's milk, as cows weren't domesticated until about 1,000 years after this initial discovery of butter. The first written account of butter appears about 4,500 years ago in the form of a limestone tablet that illustrates how butter was produced. Now, different cultures used butter in different ways. Many ingested it and many did not. The Romans, for example, believed that butter was a lowbrow item only for the Celts and other northern European tribes. They did, however, use it to rub on their skin and hair and for medical purposes. The Romans always preferred olive oil to butter, and some believe that this was partially due to the fact that the heat of Rome caused butter to spoil much more quickly than in northern Europe. I find this doesn't really add up, as goat and sheep herders in Syria and Iraq and other extremely hot places were having no problem storing their butter. Butter quickly became an important source of fat in northern Europe. 30,000 years ago in modern-day Ireland, they would bury casks of butter in peat bogs. This would preserve and age the butter, giving it a unique and specific taste. We know this because these butter casks are a common archaeological find, and though 3,000 years after the butter was buried, it may not be the prettiest or even resemble anything we would call butter, it is still fully edible. In Scandinavia, by the 12th century, the export of butter had become a large part of the economy. It was so valued that the Scandinavian king demanded one bucket of butter a year as a tax, and by the Middle Ages, pretty much all of Europe was eating butter on a daily basis. In the Middle Ages, butter was considered peasant food and so was fairly cheap. That was until the aristocracy developed a taste for it, due in part to the church allowing butter consumption during Lent. Butter consumption over the past 100 years or so has taken a hit due to the advent of margarine in 1869, the Depression, war rationing, and anti-fat health hysteria in the 80s and 90s. Now, butter is making a bit of a comeback as people realize that the health claims against it were largely unfounded. Butter is something that humans have been eating and enjoying for at least 10,000 years, and I think it's safe to say that it's not going anywhere anytime soon. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and this has been a brief history of butter. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly, and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. Like and subscribe to this podcast if you feel so inclined. And if you do like it, please tell your friends, because the more people we get listening, the better. Thank you so much for listening. I sincerely appreciate you taking the time, and I hope that you have a fantastic Tuesday, and I will be back tomorrow with another great episode of Food in 5. I'll see you then.